I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Maybe you remember hearing us talking about those controversial spending caps that Vermont lawmakers used to try to control school spending here. Well, they worked. Or maybe they didn't work. It kind of depends on who you talk to. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, new budget numbers from districts across the state have done little to resolve the debate.
House Speaker Shap Smith has taken lots of heat over the last year for a piece of legislation that sought to keep school budget growth below 2% this year. The numbers are finally in, and according to preliminary data from the Agency of Education, proposed town meeting day budgets are up by only about 1.5% on average this year.
So my reaction is that Act 46 is working.
That's Speaker Smith, and based on the budget growth number alone, he might be right. It's less than half the increase districts came in with last year. But numbers can be deceptive, and many say that the budget growth figure is a misleading one.
Did it work in terms of drastically reducing expenditures at the local level? I don't think it did.
Nicole Mace is the head of the Vermont School Boards Association. She says overall education spending is up by closer to 2.5% in fiscal year 2017, and that's about the same as last year. And here's the difference between the two figures. One includes all the offsetting revenues that districts can use to depress their tax bills. The other does not. Mace says it appears as though districts tapped one-time reserve funds to stay below the Act 46 thresholds, lest they suffer the financial penalties that come with exceeding them. Brad James is education finance manager at the Agency of Education. He says the use of offsetting revenues is up fivefold over last year.
That's a significant increase.
And James agrees with Mace that the influx was likely a direct result of schools using one-time monies to maintain spending levels without running afoul of the threshold penalties. The thresholds were initially supposed to be in place for 2 years. Lawmakers, however, have since scrapped the caps for next year. House Minority Leader Don Turner led the charge against that change.
If the goal was to contain costs, you needed to do it at least 2 years to achieve a real significant impact.
Since many districts depleted their reserves this time around, Turner says next year's thresholds would have forced some actual reductions in overall spending. Losing the thresholds now, Turner says, removes the fiscal pressure at the time when it's needed most. Local districts aren't the only ones using one-time monies to depress tax rates this year. Legislators are considering the use of a $20 million surplus in the education fund to buy down the statewide property tax rate this year. Turner says the timing of the fiscal maneuvering shouldn't come as a surprise.
Vermonters need to understand that this is an election year. The majority has artificially lowered property taxes and based for education spending this year, and we're going to see significant increases next year.
Speaker Smith, however, says the incentives in Act 46 to streamline education governance will begin yielding new savings next year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.